Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Life is full of mysteries. The evil of our world is agonizing, and the innocent suffer in ways that continually horrify and distress us. In this chapter, John shares his vision of a scroll which held the answers to the mysteries of the world, but there was a problem. There were seven seals to this scroll, and nobody could be found to open it. John wept bitterly at this, but the 24 elders pointed out that somebody had been found who was worthy to break open the seal. He was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, none other than Jesus Christ himself. Jesus was the victorious Lion, but also the Lamb. He had only won his great victory because he had been willing to become a sacrificial offering. In response, millions of angels burst out in song praising him. This takes us to the heart of this amazing book. It recognizes the terrible evil of the world, but directs us to the one who both understands what's going on and has won the greatest victory over darkness. I love the fact that this momentous event was celebrated by singing, and the singing only grew in intensity. The following verse talks about every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea singing in celebration of the greatness of the Lamb. When we sing in our churches, we need to remind ourselves that we are taking part in an eternal chorus of praise to God. As we sing, we enjoy a unique form of unity, not only with those around us, but with the whole of God's people in every place and in every age. There are many aspects to the book of Revelation that are strange and unfamiliar to us, but amid the strangeness, we need to cling tightly to those things which are incredibly clear. The greatest of them is that Jesus is Lord. To a society which declared that Caesar was Lord, and in which the church faced continual persecution and rejection, this brought great encouragement. To us today, as we gaze at the brokenness and sadness of an ungodly and destructive world, we need to draw new encouragement and strength from the fact that Jesus is Lord. So let me ask you a question. What encouragement do you draw from this passage? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you, for blessing, honor, glory, and power belong to you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.